One Sabbath, when Jesus went to share a meal in the home of one of the leaders of the Pharisees, they were watching him closely. A man suffering from abnormal swelling of the body, was there. Jesus asked the lawyers and Pharisees, "Does the law allow healing on Sabbath or not?" But they said nothing. Jesus took hold of the sick man, cured him, and then let him go. He said to them, "Suppose your donkey or ox fell into a ditch on Sabbath day, wouldn't you immediately pull them out?" But they had no response.
Today we continue our journey through the donkey tales of the Bible. I so enjoy digging into the Bible with you. It is a reminder that Scripture is a gift. That said, it is the kind of gift we have to spend some time with to really get something out of it. The last 2 weeks, we have heard donkey tales from the Hebrew Bible, sometimes called the Old Testament. This week, we hop into the New Testament to hear Jesus talk about donkeys. What's interesting, though, is that Jesus talking about donkeys in the New Testament will require us to spend some time in the Hebrew Bible again. This is a very important consideration for us. The scriptures in our Bible, though individual books written for different audiences at different times, are still all connected to one another. In fact, one of the very few stories we have of Jesus as a child, he's in the temple reading from the Hebrew Bible. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus' public ministry begins with Jesus in the temple reading the prophet Isaiah and proclaiming it fulfilled. Our stories as Christian people draw upon the Hebrew Bible. To revisit a very important point, the Hebrew Scriptures do not need the Christian Scriptures to be complete. They are, in and of themselves, complete. They are not simply prologue to the Christian story. What they are is a sacred text of people who make up a good portion of the New Testament. Jesus grew up reading these scriptures and stories. His mother Mary knew them by heart and sang their songs to express her deepest emotions. Paul, whose name appears on most of the New Testament, spent his life studying and enforcing the rules, codes, and laws of the Hebrew Bible. And not only are the people in our scriptures steeped in the words, stories, and messages of the Hebrew Bible, so were the authors of the New Testament. The Gospel of Matthew was written specifically to appeal to a Jewish audience. The author of Matthew just short of sat with a copy of every Hebrew prophet in front of him while he wrote, checking off every prophecy about Messiahs. Okay, good, got that one, that he could find. So how does all this come back to donkeys? Well, we begin our story today with a donkey in a ditch. Jesus is sitting with the religious leaders, and in a unique moment, Jesus is asking them a question. I mean, so often people are throwing questions at Jesus, and the religious leaders love throwing him these tricky questions to try and corner him into a response that could get him into trouble. But in our story today, Jesus asks the question. He has seen a man who is suffering, and he asks the people he is with, "Is it acceptable to heal someone on the Sabbath?" They sit quietly. Let's give Jesus some credit. When he gets hit with all the gotcha questions, he answers them. These folks just sit without responding. So Jesus responds to his own question and heals the man right there in front of everybody on the Sabbath. And to drive the point home, Jesus asks another question. "Would you pull your donkey out of a ditch on the Sabbath? You would do that, wouldn't you?" Again, they do not answer, which only makes Jesus' point. This New Testament donkey tale does require us to spend some time in the Hebrew Bible to better understand what Jesus is talking about. So let's go back to the beginning, the very beginning, the beginning. The creation story as told and passed down generation to generation around campfires before it was eventually written down talks about God creating the world in 6 days. This is a metaphor. And on the seventh day, God rests. From the very design of the world, our story tells us, God has intended for people to find time for rest and fulfillment. That seventh day is about the appreciation of creation, a day that God existed to appreciate the world, a day that would not be about accomplishment, but about relationship with the world. That appreciation, that connection to the world around us, that celebration of relationship moves from the story of Genesis to the laws in the book of Exodus. For in the Ten Commandments given to the Hebrew people, we find the words, "Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy." Again, our scriptures set the day apart as sacred time, inviting people to do what God did in the beginning, to exist, to be in relationship with all that the Lord had made, to be in relationship with the divine itself. It's the very reason we gather right now, still virtually, but the reason we gather on Sundays, setting aside time each week to be in relationship with God, with one another, and more deeply in relationship with ourselves. The essence of the Sabbath as a day of rest, appreciation, and relationship is told through story in Genesis, and it's codified in Exodus, and then it's amplified throughout other books of rule and law, some of which are in the Bible, some of which were created to support and clarify the specifics of the Bible within the Jewish community. We find all sorts of explanations and details that build on this point. In an effort to honor the Sabbath as fully as possible, this meant no work of any kind would be done on the Sabbath. These were the practices Jesus was challenging in our story. The rule said no work was to be done on the Sabbath, and to the strictest adherence, even healing was work. Let's be fair. Those who sought to get Jesus in trouble weren't comfortable with him healing any time. The idea of Jesus working with those who are marginalized and ill, they were uncomfortable. It violated their understandings and their boundaries in the world. They especially didn't like him doing it on the Sabbath, though. So Jesus in our scripture today pushes their boundaries once again. The questions are simple. Is it acceptable to heal on the Sabbath? They don't answer, because to say no is to appear dispassionate towards someone suffering. Okay, if your ox or donkey fell in a ditch, would you pull it out? In fact, some translations say if your ox, donkey, or child fell in a ditch. Talk about upping the ante. Again, they don't respond for that same reason. Jesus is asking this question for a reason. Jesus is trying to fix their focus. Any of us can get lost in details. Any of us can miss the forest for the trees. Humanity has been overlooking the deepest themes of God's desire for our entire existence. And Jesus wants us to focus on the themes of Sabbath, not get lost in the rules of Sabbath. The seventh day, the blueprint for Sabbath, was about rest and fulfillment. The seventh day, the Sabbath, is about appreciation of creation, a day that God existed to appreciate the world. It's a day in this busy world we live in that's not about accomplishment, but about relationship. And God wants us to remember that. Jesus wants us to remember that. Jesus is teaching us that healing is not an act of work. It is an act of appreciation for someone's humanity, the humanity God has created within them. It is to see and honor the divine in another person, to validate the divine within them, to honor who that God has created them to be. To heal is to honor the Sabbath and keep it holy. Jesus is not trying to get rid of one of the Ten Commandments. Jesus does not want to eliminate the practice of Sabbath. Quite the contrary, Jesus is trying to get the most out of the Sabbath, to live into all God calls it to be, Jesus is inviting us to choose relationship over rules. Now, this is a defining aspect of Jesus' life and ministry, choosing relationship over rules. Too often, such moments are used in ways that belittle and marginalize the Jewish people. These times, Jesus interacts with the Hebrew leadership. Jesus was not doing so. Jesus was not belittling or marginalizing the Jewish tradition. Jesus loved the Hebrew scriptures. Jesus knew the scriptures and honored them so deeply. Jesus was pushing and challenging his community to look deeper into the scriptures, to not just stop at the rules, but to seek out the relationship beneath them, to find the deeper spirit within them. Jesus had witnessed religion leave too many donkeys in the ditch, so to speak. God knows this isn't simply a problem from 2,000 years ago. The church today, some of the loudest voices associated with Christianity, love their rules. At least, well, their interpretation of the rules. And they are not only leaving the metaphorical donkey in the ditch, sometimes it feels like they're pushing the donkey just out of spite. We are invited to be like Jesus. To study, know, and love our scriptures in such a way that we can push back on such myopic faith. That we can choose relationship over rules, not to throw away the scriptures, but to live them faithfully. To let the Spirit of God live within us in ways that fulfill the spirit of the scriptures. To appreciate all and everyone that God has created. To honor all that God has created in this world. To seek out relationship with the divine itself by loving our neighbors. We fulfill the spirit of our scriptures when we allow the Spirit of God to live within us. When we choose relationship.